My name is Gina Kim. I'm the owner and founder of Sunny's Farm and Kitchen. We're one of the co-hosts for the Troy Asian Night Market. We've been doing it for a consecutive, this will be our sixth year running now. This year, one of our other co-hosts will be the 518 Asian Alliance, which I am an active member of.
So 518 Asian Alliance is a newly organized alliance. Could you talk about what the purpose of this alliance is?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was kind of brought together out of the remnants of the rally, the Stop Asian Hate rally in Albany this past spring. The alliance is very decentralized, so it consists of members from all different backgrounds, mainly women. And so I think we are a woman-led organization. Our main purpose is to advocate and amplify the voices of Asian and Asian Americans in the capital region and working to end all types of oppression in solidarity with all BIPOC groups.
Anyone who's paying attention knows that Asian is such a mix of all so many different groups of people. What are some of the demographics that we have large communities of present in the capital region?
Yeah, and we've been talking a lot about this too within our group, is this whole idea of intersectionality and how for a lot of our Asian communities, it intersects different generations, different ethnic groups, nationalities, even in terms of like immigration status. So there's like first generation, second generation, or people who consider themselves international students, you know, here who are a part of our communities for the time being. And so I think when we talk about the Asian and Asian American community here in the capital region, we really do want to capture all of those voices. I mean, it's more than just being nuanced, but it's the reality of our diverse backgrounds. In terms of our organization, I would say we are representative of all like first and second gen, third gen Asian adoptees, you know, people who grew up in non-Asian families. And then of course there's those who were born in the United States as Asian Americans, but then those who identify more of as, you know, newly arriving Asian immigrants. And so in that way, it's hard to pinpoint it down. And we have so many different ethnic groups and nationality, like, and people, and a single person could be from multiple different backgrounds as well. But when it comes to the capital region, you do have different pockets of ethnic groups and those more, I guess, like specific country oriented communities. But I think for the 518 Asian Alliance, it crosses all of those boundaries and all of those ethnic groups. And we come together with a common purpose.
And to get involved in the 518 Asian Alliance, is there a way to do that? And also, is it for non-Asian identifying people?
In order to get involved, we have a Facebook group, and you know, we're active on social media, Instagram, and we've been hosting bi-weekly meetings on Zoom. And so that's been, a lot of it has been word of mouth, like just by invitation, if you know someone who wants to be a part of community. And I think eventually we are looking to make connections and provide means of including all types of people, whether or not you're Asian or just, you know, allies with us. But right now we've been focusing on building that internal community, because we've been finding that a lot of us have been, you know, isolated or separated and kind of alone in that journey and that and finding that voice. So for now, at least in the early stages, we're trying to see who's out there, you know, who identifies as Asian or Asian American, and getting people to come together within the group.
There's been a lot more visibility, I think, for anti-Asian violence. And there has been more support, I think, from a lot of different demographics. What changes have you seen as a reaction to the unfortunate violence that recently was spiking?
Yeah, I think, and I don't want to say fortunate, but one of the things that's happening now is with all of the national attention is that people are listening. And stories that have been previously suppressed, or people who have been maybe afraid, or maybe, I don't know, embarrassed or not wanting to speak out before this, are finally feeling empowered to do so, because they're seeing people like themselves come out and share their stories. So that's a noticeable change that I've seen. There are active efforts, and like I said, it's kind of unfortunate that it had to be something like that, that even started the 518 Asian Alliance, but we are addressing issues that have been existent even prior to that. and it's more about finding the support and community that we need, and then also using it as a platform to talk about those things.
So the Troy Asia Night Market VIP Happy Hour is a networking event for 518 Asian Alliance?
Yeah, so we were initially talking about how we like to have like monthly outdoor kind of get-togethers that are in person, just so, again, we find building that community is so such an important first step. And then because we, from Sunny's Farming Kitchen, we would actually host the Troy Asian Night Market along with other local vendors once every year, usually in the fall, but we decided, hey, is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, you know, we have this new group that we want to, you know, showcase and also be an active part of programming. And so what can we do? And we thought that it was a perfect kind of combination of things where this year's Troy Asian Night Market, we do want to focus on amplifying our voices and celebrating our identities and who we are and coming together. So the VIP Happy Hour was meant to be that kind of networking event to offer a point of contact and a place for people to mingle, even throughout COVID while we're outside in advance of the night market. So the VIP happy hour goes from 5 to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. onwards, we're going to open it up to the entire public. But at the same time, we are selling tickets for the happy hour if people did want to join and get to know who the 518 Asian Alliance is and see more of what it is that we're trying to do.
Great. So from 5 to 7, it's a ticketed event specifically yes. for support of the Asian community, for the networking. Mm-hmm. And then after 7 p.m., what happens then?
Oh, it's a big party. It's all about food, and the whole event is centered around Asian street food. So we have three different vendors, including Sunny's. There's also K-Plate and then Kwan's Vietnamese Bistro. So they've been kind of like longstanding night market vendors. And so we thought we'd keep it small, just have a couple of us share our food, sell our food. And we'll also have a couple Asian owned bakeries doing a collaboration box. It's Bang 518 from the Schenectady area. There's also Brown Butter Bakery from Troy, and then Zhang's House, who also sold pineapple buns at some of our previous night markets. And we're going to have a DJ, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. And again, we're just celebrating Asian Heritage Month.
So this is the sixth annual Troy Asian Night Market. I feel like you maybe already covered it, but what is different this year from the previous years?
There's a lot more intentionality behind it, and we understand what the stakes are. It's not just about, I think in the past, I've kind of bought into that whole thing of showcasing our culture, using it as a way of just kind of like letting people enjoy it and be a part of it, which I think is still important. And we love engaging people on that level, but we've gotten much deeper now where it's not just about, you know, enjoying cultural performances. It's not just about eating our food, but it's about really hearing about our stories and who we are and honoring different generations that have come through. And so I think with this one, we're very, again, like intentional about focusing on more than just the food and culture, using it as a means, but also focusing on the people. So we'll be even presenting something called the Unsung Hero Award to one of our community members who's been here for a long time, Mr. Ri of Night Owl News, right here in Troy, New York, a corner store and a beauty supply shop. So that's really exciting. We're also going to do a short introduction of who the 518 Asian Alliance is. But at the same time, I think the vibes are going to be very similar, celebratory, lighthearted, and really just like engaging with one another in community.
Great. So where is this taking place? How do our listeners come and to attend?
Yeah. So it's taking place at the intersection of 4th and Ferry Street in downtown Troy. It's right across the restaurant. It's at the parking lot of a taco stand called La Capital. And the happy hour is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you go on our Facebook page, you could find tickets for it. Otherwise, you can always join us afterwards from 7 p.m. to whenever the party goes. We say late because you never know what's going to happen. We plan on just having really good food, music, even karaoke at the very end. So if they want to join us, it's 4th and Ferry in downtown Troy.
Wonderful. What did I leave out here that is really important to know about the work that you're doing and the night market?
I mean, I think I realize a lot of times I'm at the forefront of the event planning, and especially with Sunny's being the host of some of these events. But I think there's so many actors who are involved in the process, and really is a collaboration. And what makes the night market and even the 518 Asian Alliance so beautiful is the way everyone's involved. They're not just participating, they're actually really engaged and active in spearheading the initiatives. And so everyone has their role to play. It's very, again, like very decentralized. Everyone comes together, you know, you do their own thing. We enjoy each other's company. It's not about, you know, how much money we can make throughout the night. And so I think you feel that when you enter the space. And I just want to give credit to everyone who's a part of it, you know, the ones designing logos and flyers and, you know, putting together logistics, like volunteering for the stands. It's been really, really amazing and humbling to see how different everyone is and the different types of skill sets that are brought to the table. And I think lastly, with the night market, we've been having a lot of conversations about the appropriation of food, and specifically of Asian food. So we're coming out with an article as a way of talking about it in a constructive way that is also reflective of the narrative that we want to share as Asians and Asian Americans, the capital region. And leading up to that, we want the night market to again be a showcase of not just our food, but who we are and what it means to have that food be a part of our identity and, you know, celebration for who we are.